Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you were in college or just getting out of college, what did your parents do to help you become more self-sufficient? Because I need some help.
It's all right.
Our phone number is 833-287-1037 with John and Tammy in the morning.
It gets a little hard when your kids, you know, are in that early adulthood, you know, where do you start saying, nope, you got to take care of that, you know? And if you're in a fortunate position to go to college or a fortunate position to have your parents help you with college, what did they do to, like, say, nope, that's all on you. You're going to have to figure that out on your own. Or do you swoop in at the last minute, you know?
You see, I didn't think I had a problem saying no, but it's very clear that I do. And here's how I figured it out. Well, first of all, I've been the bank more as of late than I have when my kids were here. I mean, Julia and Abby were here for almost over a month for the holiday, mm-hmm. and I spent less money then when they were here in person,
sure,
than I have the last week with fees for that and fees for this, mm-hmm. and tuition there and license renewal there and car. And it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
You're 21. My baby daughter, Julia, not a baby anymore, turned 19 yesterday. Kind of tired of paying every bill you got out there.
So you just want some advice on how to do it. How did your parents do it for you, or what did you do with your kids? 833-287-1037.
Jody's calling in Mission Valley, recently out of college. Jody, how did your parents help you become more self-sufficient?
My mom had, like, very specific rules. I had to have a job, mm-hmm. and she paid for the tuition. I had to pay for books.
Okay.
That was it.
Books are a killer, too, man, unless you can get used books.
Now, what if, like, there was some special occasion coming up? How did she treat that? Like, oh, my gosh, I really want to go to this, but I have to pay this fee. Was all that on your shoulders as well, or did she ease you into that?
That was pretty much on me. I mean, I had a job since I was 16, so I saved up money, and I saved up money whenever any holiday people sent me, I saved up for that. So.
You got a good mom. You have a good mom. Thank you, Jody.
Mm-hmm.
And this was, you know, listen, you know me, Tammy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that there was a time that I was an idiot with money and I didn't have any idea how many bills I had because I was married.
Mm-hmm.
And that at that time, my wife handled all that stuff. And I had to have a real serious lesson learned after my divorce. Like, you got to get your finances together, man.
Right.
You got to figure out what you owe. And it was very hard for me because that's just not my mind. I'm not a numbers guy.
Sure.
So I mean, even yesterday, like, things I didn't think about. Like, I'm a dope. I took my daughter Abby when she was 16 and got her first job into the bank to have her checking account so she could have her own money.
Right.
And I didn't even think about it when she turned 18 to get me off the account.
Right.
So
because
now,
otherwise you're both on it.
Yeah,
and
now she can't do anything.
Yeah.
She called me up a couple days ago that my ATM card's expired. I'm like, you're 21.
Yeah.
Handle it.
Right.
She's like, well, hey, do you think I tried? I can't.
Yeah.
This is why I'm calling you. And that's when it kind of dawned on me. I'm failing here. I'm not doing.
Well, I think that's a big word, John. I don't think failing. You're learning. You also learned how to do things with money. And so you have to start helping them learn. And where is that? You know, that's
and then I have the guilt. Oh, maybe if I wasn't divorced, I could have handled this. But I mean, you know, it's my own
too
issue.
Much on yourself. Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
833-287-1037. Helping college kids become more self-sufficient. And if you're in college, if you can help me out, man, give me some pointers. That'd be great.
Right.
And I can give you some pointers, too. If you need a couple of $100 for this fee, don't say I need it by tomorrow.
Yes.
Because
exactly.
I'm a little tired of that act.
Right, I bet.
I fall for it every time. Well, she has to have it. I got to do it. I'm the father.
Yeah, well, you've taught him.
See, that's why I'm asking.
Right?
That's why I feel like somewhat of a parent fail.
Right. Well, it's called a parent learning. So,
well,
there you go.
See? Mm. You see? Yes, see? 833-287-1037. How did you get more self-sufficient or help your kids become more self-sufficient? It's just life's cruel joke as we're talking about trying to help my kids become more self-sufficient and how I feel like I'm kind of, I don't want to say failing, but I feel like I'm not doing a good job getting them on the path to self-sufficiency. I get another online bill from the billing highway. I mean, it's like mocking me almost.
It's part of being a parent.
Welcome to John and Tammy in the morning. And the question really is if you're a college kid or getting out of college, what did you your parents do to help you become self-sufficient? Right. Maybe you had it together through high school. Man, I was never that kid, and my kids clearly aren't well. And if you're a parent, what did you do to get, you know, get your kids on that path?
833-287-1037.
Hi, this is Sam.
Hi, Sam.
All right. So when I was in college, I graduated in 2015. My parents, they helped with tuition, but I paid for basic like living expenses. So my apartment, my food, you know, if I wanted to go out, I paid for all of that. I paid for my gas.
Sam, when you were in college, did you spend any time in the dorms?
Yeah, I spent 1 year in the dorms and then 3 years in an apartment.
So when you moved out of the dorms, your parents said if you want an apartment, you have to pay the rent.
Yeah, essentially. But again, I also worked a job.
Right.
And so I could afford that. You know, I lived with two roommates all three of those years.
Yeah, which you should at that age. I mean, you right. No one should have their own place then, you know.
Sam, how many times would you go to your parents in a pinch and say, hey, whatever fee is due, I need a couple $100. I need it by tomorrow. I don't have it.
What I ended up doing was when I was in high school, I kind of saved up, I saved up some money. And whenever I came into a pinch kind of like that, I would tell my parents, I was like, hey, can you transfer some money from this account into this account?
Oh, I see. Sure, sure. That makes sense. And then they were in charge of it, so they knew you weren't blowing through it, which is a great idea.
All right. Thank you, Sam. Take care. Hi, Diane. What you got for us?
Well, I'm calling you not as the college kid, but as a parent.
Uh-huh.
And when my kids decided that they were going to do college, I did everything I could to make sure they didn't have student loans. But one I sent through college, the other kid was a little bit more of a challenge baby and didn't show a lot of responsibility throughout his growing years. So the deal I made with him is you can go to college, you can bear the expenses on your own, and when you graduate, I will then pay for your college.
Oh, interesting. Mm. Well, there you go. That way it made him, if he was going to mess it up and not take it seriously, it wasn't going to be on your shoulders.
It was on him. Yeah.
Full disclosure, doesn't surprise anybody. I was too a challenge baby.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, he did great. And I helped him throughout the period of time, you know, when he was short for groceries or whatever it should be. But,
you know, as moms, we can't handle the food thing, can we?
No, I'm done.
My youngest daughter's 23. And every time I'm like doing anything with her, I'm like, did you eat anything? Do you need anything for the house? Do you need some soup?
Yep. My youngest one just moved away in March to Houston, which was really difficult for me. Still is. Of course, I transferred money into his bank account so he could go and make a hurricane kit.
You just brought up a great point, too. When they move away, because the first couple of times that happened, hey, this just happened. Can you Venmo me this? I loved it, actually. Yes.
You felt needed.
She still needs me.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, okay, that's
needed.
Enough with the money.
Yeah.
It's been hard for me to do a little bit of tough love, but it's made him stronger.
Yeah
that's what I'm having trouble with right now. Thank you
great
so much
advice.
For your great
Thank
call.
You,
hey, you're welcome.
Diane, what a great mom.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.